Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ngayon nga ng Linggo, nagwagi sa kauna-unahang Miss Universe Philippines pageant ang pambato ng Iloilo na si Rabia Mateo. Napakagandang binibini yan, no? Tinalo po ng 23 anyos na Filipino-Indian ang 45 na iba pang mga naggagandahang kandidata para maging kinatawan ng ating bansa sa darating na Miss Universe pageant. At isa po siyang licensed physical therapist na nagtapos po ng cum laude sa Iloilo Doctors College. Kaya naman pala, napaka-brainy. Sa question and answer portion, tinanong po itong si Mateo kung sino daw yung pipiliin niya kung mabigyan siya ng pagkakataong maglagay ng sino mang Pinoy sa papel na pera. Pakinggan po natin ang kanyang naging winning answer.
To use the face of Miriam Defensor Santiago. For those who don't know, she was an Ilongga, but what I admired about her is that she used her knowledge, her voice to serve the country. And I want to be somebody like her, somebody who puts her heart, her passion into action. And after all, she is the best president that we never had.
O, diba? The best president that we never had, si Miriam Defensor Santiago, ang kanyang napili. But wait, there's more! Dahil sa isa pang katanungan tungkol naman sa halaga ng beauty pageant sa panahong ito ng pandemya, meron din siyang napakagandang kasagutan. Pakinggan natin ito.
This pandemic has made clear our priorities, essential or non-essential. Where do pageants stand in this time of crisis?
As a candidate, I know I'm not just the face of Iloilo City, but I am here carrying hope and as a symbol of light in the darkest times. And as of the moment, I want to help my community. I want to use my strength to make an impact. And that is the essence of beauty pageant. It gives us the power to make a difference.
O, diba? Napakagandang kasagutan. At ito nga po ang unang beses na nagkaroon ng Miss Universe Philippines pageant dahil yung mga dating kinokoronahan na pambato po ng bansa ay napipili sa ilalim naman ng Binibining Pilipinas Charities Incorporated. Samantala, narito naman ang mga iba pang nagwagi. Ang ating fourth runner-up ay si Kimberly Heckenson ng Cavite. Third runner-up ay si Pauline Amelin ng Bohol. Second runner-up, si Michelle Gumabao ng Quezon City. At first runner-up naman, si Maria Isabella Ismael ng Paranaque. So, sa mga binibini natin dyan sa Pilipinas, congratulations!
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.